Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 6. Please download, subscribe, like, and share Shawnee's Prayer. You can find Shawnee's Prayer wherever you find your favorite podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Samsung Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. You can find Shawnee's Prayer. Please tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. Don't keep it to yourself. Tell someone who needs to be encouraged, someone who needs to be uplifted, someone who needs to be strengthened. Tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for another day. Thank you for another hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to stand in the gap for someone else, Father God. Lord God, I want to pray for each and every person who's always interceding on behalf of someone else. I want to uplift and pray for those, Father God, who's always taking time to pray for someone else, to pray for someone else to get healed, to pray for someone else to get delivered, to pray for someone else to get saved, to pray that you will make a way for that person, to pray that you will open doors for that person. So, Father God, for everyone, Father God, who takes the time out to pray for people, not just for themselves, not just for their family, not just for their friends, Father God, but to pray for this world, to pray for their stranger, to pray for their neighbor, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will bless that person right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will look down upon that person from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. Because sometimes just because someone praying is, Father God, doesn't mean that everything is okay with them, Father God. Sometimes someone is standing in need, Father God, in the gap for someone else, Father God, but they are standing in need for themselves, Father God. They have a lot going on, Father God. They need you to step in for themselves, Father God, but yet they take the time out to pray for someone else. Yet they take the time out to fast for someone else. Yet they take this time out to intercede on someone else's behalf. So I pray for each and every person, Father God, for each and every person that's a prayer warrior, Father God. Lord God, for those who may not be prayer warrior, but they have taken time out to uplift someone else, Father God, before the throne of grace, Father God. Lord God, I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you will look down upon each and every person, Father God, as we come to your Father. Father God, whether we come to you on bended knee, Father God, whether we come praying to you, Father God, in the shower, sometimes we're praying to you on the toilet, sometimes we're praying to you in the car, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, someone may be praying to you in a closet, Father God, someone may be praying to you, Father God, while they're at work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father God, someone may be praying to you, Father God, while they're at online, Father God, in a grocery store, Father God, they're praying that you will allow their debit card to go through, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, someone is praying that you will allow their check to be accepted, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is praying that you don't allow their lights to get disconnected, Father God, that you don't allow their water bill to their water to get shut off, Father God. Someone is praying that you don't allow their gas to get shut off, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, someone is praying that you will allow their car to last with the gas, that you will stretch the gas in their car, Father God, until they get paid on Friday, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is asking your Father God to help them to find change in the house, to help them to find some money in the house, Father God, so they can get on the train tomorrow, or so they can get on the bus tomorrow and go to work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, or go to school, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, oh oh God. Someone is praying to your Father God, asking your Father God that you will make a way, Father God, for them to be able to feed their children, Father God. Someone is asking you to make a way for them to be able to feed themselves, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, someone is praying to ask you, Father God, to touch their parent, Father God, to touch them in their mind, to touch them in their body. Someone is praying to ask you to touch their child, Father God. Maybe their child is strung out on drugs. Maybe their child is addicted to alcohol, Father God. Maybe their child is addicted to gambling, Father God. Maybe their child is in the streets, Father God, running the streets, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, somebody is praying that you will allow their child to come out of prison, Father God. Someone is praying that you will allow them to get a better relationship with their child, to have a better relationship with their parents, with their loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone is praying that you will help them to be able to forgive someone else, Father God. Someone is praying to ask you, Father God, that you will forgive them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. They realize they have done a lot of dirty stuff, Father God. They realize they have done people wrong, Father God. They're asking you, Father God, to forgive them, Father God. They're asking you to allow the people they go apologize to, Father God, to open their hearts, Father God, that they'll be able to forgive them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, whatever the need is, Father God, whatever we're coming to you for, Father God, by faith, oh God, in faith, Father God, and with faith, oh God, I pray, Father God, that you will see what we are going through, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will step in, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will make a way out of no way, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will open up doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, right now that you will heal bodies, Father God, from the inside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, heal every cell, Father God, every blood vessel, Father God, every nerve, every artery, every vein, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down, oh God, in the name of Jesus, each and every person mentally, oh God. Look down upon each and every person emotionally, spiritually, Father God, physically and financially, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, give us the wisdom that we need, Father God, to be able to be good stewards over our finances, oh God. Help us, Father God, to have wisdom, Father God, for when you bless us abundantly, Father God, we'll know how to be good stewards, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be able to give back, oh God. Help us to give back to the church that we belong to, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to be able to give back to those in need, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, Father God, help us to hear from you on today, Father God. Help us to hear your voice on today, Father God. Help us, Father God, to block out all of the noise, Father God. Help us to block out all of the chaos, Father God, so that we can hear when you call our names, Father God, so that we can hear when you speak to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so we can hear, Father God, your direction clearly, Father God, so we can hear your guidance clearly, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will lift us up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will cover us in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Protect our breathing, Father God, in this weather, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon our breathing, Father God. Look down upon those who are suffering from asthma, Father God, from migraines, from sinuses, from allergies, Father God, from lupus, Father God, from tuberculosis, from COPD, from emphysema, Father God, congestive heart failure, Father God, in the name of Jesus, myocarditis, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, I come and ask your Father God to watch over each and every person, Father God, who had that have been impacted, Father God, by that storm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, look down upon Houston, Texas, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember every state and every country, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that have so much damage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of Beryl, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will give these people the strength that they need, Father God. Help them to be able to rebuild, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give them strength on today, Father God. Give them everything that they need, Father God. Give them the resources that they need, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to get power, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Allow them to have food, oh God. Allow them to have clean water, Father God. It's hot, Father God, and people don't have power, Father God. So that means people don't have air conditioning, Father God. They don't have central air, Father God. They don't even have a fan, oh God. But Father God, I pray that you will cool them down, Father God. I pray that you will send cooling air, Father God. Send a cool wind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will look down upon every state. Look down upon every country, Father God. Look down upon those that's close to the equator, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But remember every continent, Father God, every hemisphere, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those that live off grid, Father God. Remember those that live in the jungle, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus for those who are afraid to leave their homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that don't live in really nice communities, Father God. Maybe their community, Father God, is filled with violence, Father God. Maybe it's filled, Father God, with drugs, Father God, with gang activity, Father God. Lord God, I pray that the blood of Jesus will come into every community, Father God. Whether it's the suburbs, oh God, whether it's a rural area, Father God, whether it's the urban area, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, whether it's the city, my God, in the name of Jesus, whether it's the hills or the valley, Father God, whether it's in the mountains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, step in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Come, Father God, like a rushing mighty wind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for United States of America, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will come in, Father God, and that you will turn this place around, Father God, that you will deliver this place from all unrighteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will have your way, Father God, in the United States of America. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we start doing the things that you have called us to do, and help us to do it the way that you have called us to do it, Father God. Help us not to worry about the naysayers. Help us not to worry about the haters. Help us not to worry about those who don't understand the vision, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, it's not for them to understand, because you didn't give them the vision, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, so help us to go forth anyway by faith, oh God, knowing that you have our back, Father God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every landlord, every tenant, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every homeowner, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that people have smoke detectors in their homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that they have fire extinguishers, Father God. I pray that they have carbon monoxide, Father God, meters, Father God, radar meters, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you will protect every every home, oh God. Cover every home in the blood. Keep it from intruders. Keep it from trespassers. Keep it, Father God, from rapists, Father God, burglaries, theft, robberies, intruders, Father God. Keep it, Father God, from carbon monoxide, radon, mold, mildew, asbestos, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Keep us from all types of fires, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Watch out over us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cover us in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Allow us to go to sleep with a praise in our mouth, oh God. Allow us to wake up with a praise in our mouth, oh God. Allow us to give you honor and give you glory, Father God. For we know that you are do it all, Father God. You are due the honor. You are due the glory. You are due the praises, oh God. For there's nobody like you, Father God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for being a lifter of our soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. May God smile upon you, is my prayer. God bless you.